In this bulletin, the Victorian government considers easing COVID-19 restrictions in Melbourne earlier than planned. Western Australia's Premier defends his taxpayer-funded defamation claim against businessman Clive Palmer. And in sport, Qantas ends its 30-year sponsorship deal with Rugby Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says his government is considering easing more COVID-19 restrictions this week than were initially planned. The state has recorded 15 new coronavirus cases, meaning Melbourne's 14-day rolling average has dropped to 29.4. That's below the range of 30 to 50 cases needed for the relaxation of rules this Sunday. Mr. Andrews says as a result, he's considering easing restrictions further than outlined in the government's roadmap.
We only want to do those things that are safe, and we don't want to do something that might seem quite small but could present a significant challenge to us in a couple of weeks' time. That's part of the nature of this virus. That, and I know I've made the point many times, but it's worth repeating again, that what we do on Sunday, the full effect of that won't necessarily be apparent to us for a couple of weeks after then.
Five additional COVID-19 deaths have also been recorded in Victoria, taking the state's toll to 771 and the national figure to 859. New South Wales has gone a second consecutive day without recording any new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Six new infections have been reported in the state, all of which are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. Just over 16,700 coronavirus tests were conducted yesterday, more than double Monday's total of 7,616. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says while it's a good result, everyone must remain vigilant.
Our concern now is complacency. We know that there are still a number of risks in New South Wales, including the high likelihood that the virus is circulating, especially in Western and Southwestern Sydney, undetected, which is why we really need to make sure everybody who has the mildest of symptoms comes forward and gets tested.
Queensland hasn't recorded any new COVID-19 cases, but remains unlikely to ease its border restrictions with all of New South Wales before the end of October. The state has gone 13 days without reporting any cases of community transmission, and the number of active infections has fallen to just five. Dr. Miles says Queensland could continue to record zero cases right through October. But he says the state will remain closed to New South Wales residents outside the so-called border bubble until at least the end of September, and that's unlikely to change.
The test with our boundaries is not so much how we're doing here, but how other states are doing. And so we'll continue to monitor New South Wales and Victoria. They're both doing very, very well. In fact, better than I expected they would at this point in time. So we'll continue to monitor those situations very closely and we'll ease those restrictions as we can safely do so.
Health authorities require New South Wales to go 28 days without a case of community transmission before the border will reopen, although Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young has previously flagged such criteria could change. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has defended his taxpayer-funded defamation claim against Clive Palmer, saying any benefits will flow to the state. The billionaire mining magnate last month filed paperwork in the New South Wales Registry of the Federal Court alleging he had been defamed by Mr. McGowan. But the WA Premier has now filed a counterclaim alleging his reputation has been injured by public comments made by Mr. Palmer. Mr. McGowan has confirmed WA taxpayers will pay for his private lawyer, but says he's confident the claim will be resolved in his favour.
As part of the legal process in which he's suing me for defamation, I've been advised to put in a cross-claim against him because of some of the very defamatory comments he's made against me. Any proceeds of that will go towards offsetting the cost of the action, and any other proceeds we'll go back to the taxpayers.
To sport, Qantas is ending its 30-year sponsorship deal with Rugby Australia, citing financial strain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Just days after announcing massive salary cuts for its executives, the National Airline says it's reviewed five key sporting sponsorships as it continues to manage the fallout from the crisis. Qantas has decided its financial relationship with Rugby Australia won't go beyond this calendar year, which is expected to save the airline $20 million per annum. However, it will continue its support of Cricket Australia and the Football Federation of Australia on an in-kind basis for the next 12 months before a further review takes place. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny morning with a possible late shower, 30. Adelaide, showers and 15. Melbourne, a shower or two, also 15. Hobart, a possible shower, 13 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy and 13. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 22. Newcastle, mostly sunny as well, 23. Brisbane, sunny and 30. Cairns, mostly sunny and also 30. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.